Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Ayin, mitzvah 470. As we continue in Parshas Re'eh, we are up to including in a number of mitzvahs related to Ma'achalas Asuros. Today's mitzvah is actually the fourth of a group of mitzvahs that the prior three were in Parsha Shmini. And we said the fourth one will be in Re'eh, and now we are up to it. Checking for kosher signs. Today's mitzvah is the mitzvah Bedika Simane Ha'of. We already had, back in Parsha Shmini, we had mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, checking Simane Behema V'chaya. We said, the Chinuch said there, Shinitz Tavinu Livdok Simane Behema V'chaya Kishenir Talech Omehem. There's a mitzvah to check the Simanim, to make sure something is kosher, to make sure they are chewing their cud and have split hooves. That is the mitzvah Kufnun Gimel. And the Chinuch also counted Kufnun He, the mitzvah Bedika Simane Dagim. Klomar Sharot Alechom and Adagim Shivdo Tchilav Em Yafas Simanim Shenitzan Atarbahem to check the Simanim. Number two, Snapir Vekas Kases. Then we also had Mitzvah Kufnun Ches, the Mitzvah Bedika Simane Chagavim of checking the grasshopper signs, the kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers. That was number three. So we have the Chayas and Behemas, we have the Dagim, we have the Chagavim, and today we have the last of the four, the Mitzvah Bedika Simane Ha'of. Checking the simanim of a bird, livdok v'simani ha'of, says the Sefer HaChinuch, based on the pasuk v'alzeh ne'amar, here in Re'eh, when we started discussing the different halachas of kashrus that come up here in Perek Yudalid. So there, besides listing off a number of items and saying the simanim again, the Torah tells us in the first pasuk about birds, kol tzipar tahora tochelu, all kosher birds eat. Kol Tzipar, Rashi says, that includes the Mishulachas Shebe Mitzorah, the one that is sent out in the Mitzorah process. But all kosher birds, you read this pasuk, you don't think it's anything. You don't think it's a mitzvah. You think it's a general. But the Rambam counts, and the Chinuch follows him. Kol Tzipar Torah Tochelu. V'chein Amru B'Sifri. Kol Tzipar Torah Tochelu. Zu Mitzvahs Asei. This is a mitzvah Asei. Kol Inyan Mitzvah Zu. V'shar Shev Dineho. U'be'eze Makom Noheges V'eze Zman. Hakol Kasafi. I already wrote this in Shmini. All the messages of this mitzvah, and it relates to kashrus, to make sure that we realize that we are in Am Segula. And he says there that we don't understand fully all of Machalas Asuros, but this is the mitzvah. He alludes to here what he already wrote there too. Gamashaka Safti, that the Ramban doesn't count these four as mitzvahs. What, checking to see if something's kosher? There's a mitzvah to eat kosher. You have to make sure that you don't eat something not kosher. But there is a separate mitzvah asay to check something? Says the Ramban, what are you talking about? Knock out those four mitzvahs. And the Chinuch even said there in Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, I really agree with the Ramban. Misvara. But what could I do? The Rambam counts it, and I already promised that I'm going to follow the Rambam, and therefore I'm going to follow him here. Lo chasachti iti miksov divrei harambam, shechashav amikro zeh lemitzvahs asei, v'pnei she'avzi barosh dvarai lechtov amitzvahs ala seder, shechashvam hu. Im heyos libi ne'echaz, my heart is pulled be'inyan zeh. Besfaras Haramban, that this isn't a separate mitzvah, this is just a hechsher mitzvah to everything else that follows it, finding out if it's kosher or not. But that's an important machlokes. The Chinuch, again, in Svara, would agree with the Ramban, but because he has covered for the Rambam, he does not change what he always does. And he looked there, these are the four mitzvahs that go together, Ofos, Chagavim, and Dagim, and Chayos, and Behemos. Checking, Livdok. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says the same thing, the Chinuch is copying him, but, and also in the Kotarot, in the titles of the mitzvos, in the beginning of Machalas Asuros, the 28 mitzvos that are in Machalas Asuros, the Rambam has Livdok b'simani behem avachaya, Livdok b'simani of, Livdok. So all bedikas, that's the mitzvah. But if you look in the halachas, the first halacha of the Rambam, in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, mitzvos asei leida, Hasimanim shemavdilin bahen bein behema v'chaya v'of v'dag v'chagav shemutu lachan v'eshein mutu lachan. It's a mitzvah say to know leida. Here he changes and does not formulate it as bedika, but leida to know. Says the Magen Mishnah. Harizek ki'ilu ba'u mitzvahs asay al minias hasuras. It's an asay about not doing an avera, but that it's a positive. So here in the Lashon, Leida is an even strong, it's a different Lashon, but it's Bedika, but it's in order to know. In order to know, not only in order to be able to eat, not just a hechsher, maybe that's what the Rambam is emphasizing, it's a yediyah issue in order to know. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. We discussed a number of these issues back in the other mitzvahs, but it's been a long time since we did Parsha Shmini, so some of them they're always worth repeating, but some of them we haven't discussed in a while. That is number one, the issue of siman or siba. When it comes to today's discussion is ofos, when we say that you need two simanim for an animal to be kosher, does that mean, and it's known as the chakira of the rugged shaver of the Safas Paneach, are those simanim literally, they are reflections that this is a kosher bird, or they are the cause of the bird being kosher? They are siba and not siman. That is the chakira of the Safas Paneach. Maybe suggests the Rav Asher Weiss in Parsha Shmini, based on the Safas Paneach, maybe that's the difference between a bedika and late and yediyah. If it's bedika, then you have to search for them. He says, Ayin sham shetala sheila b'safik zu, dim ein hasimanim ela l'raya, if it's just as a reflection, ve'enam etzem sibas hatara, daiba ze sheyakir v'yavdil, he says, an afkamina would be, sorry I didn't formulate it first, whether you have to check the min, as long as you know the type of animal it is, that's good enough, or even within each type, you have to check the simanim. Says the Rugged Shaver, if it's a siman, then as long as you know the type, that's it, that should be good enough. But if it's a siba, it causes the kashrus, then maybe you have to check the simanim themselves. The Menachas Asher is not so happy with that chakira, that nafkamina. You might say that even if you have to, it's a reflection, you have to check the simanim specifically themselves. Either way, there are rayas lakanu lakan, in the sources that the Mefarshim bring. For example, the Mishnah says in Maseches Bechoros that a kosher animal, a min tar, shall hold it min tameh, tar, umotar b'achila, hayotze min atar tar. So even if something doesn't look kosher, it's missing one of the siman, and let's say it's still tar. That shows it is a siman. Meaning, even though I know this animal only has one simin, but it came from a kosher animal, so it's kosher. We related this back when we spoke about Bedikas Dagim, the type of fish that modern technology allows them to make without scales, yet it comes from a kosher cells. So do we say that's hayotzei min hatar tar, or do we say, well, it doesn't have the simanim? So again, this is a major discussion. Rav Asher Weiss himself, at the end, talks about the last raya that the Rugged Shaver brings, the Safas Paneach. Very interesting raya. The Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tezayin. Again, are these simanim? And this is the mitzvah, to know about these simanim. So we have to know, are the simanim siba or siman? Reflections or causes? The Gemara says in the first parak of Baba Basra, Amar Rava, Bikesh Eov lifter as kol olam kulom min adin. Eov wanted to pater everybody. Min adin. He wanted to have a good defense. Amar Lefanav, he said to Hashem, it's not our fault. Ribono shel olam, barata shor parsos of stukos. You created an ox whose hooves are split. Barasa chamor parsos of klutos. You created a donkey whose hooves are connected. Barasa gan eden, barasa gehenem. Barasa tzadikim, barasa rishayim. Mi makev al yadcha. Meaning if somebody does something, it's not their fault. But what's the parallel? Russia, tzaddik, these are all inherent. Says the Rugged Shaver, it sounds like from that Gemara, that's the hooves, the simanim, they are the etzem hatuma. They're not just rayos, but they cause it, because it's parsos of seduko that's describing the animal. And even though it says the Minchas Asher, v'afshin nechmadim hadvarim mikomakom nira delom afkinan hilchas amehacha de'ein kan ela melitzas lashono shel Eov. It's hard to learn a halacha from that. The mitzvahs hamelech, Rav Semen suggests you might even be mechalik between these four mitzvos. Because if you look closely at the Rambam's formulation of these four mitzvos, he doesn't say the same thing by the four checking mitzvos. He says by animals, livdok b'simani behema, period. By birds, our mitzvah, livdok b'simani ha'of, ad sheyavdil bein atame latahar. He adds that phrase in, to check until you know the difference. Three, livdok b'simanei chagavim, to check like simanei chagavim, leida tarmen atamei. So again, by birds and by grasshoppers, he adds in the extra phrase. And back to dagim, livdok b'simanei dagim. What's the difference? So explains, possibly, the mitzvah of melech. Actually, he's quoting the Ragan Shavar again. He says maybe there's a chiluk between behemos and ofos when it comes to a behema with a simanim or furish bikra geder hadaver de guf hasimanim hema matarim v'lo havi rak simin shu miminatar. They are the sea boat, and that's what the Rama means by a behema to check because they themselves. By the other ones, by birds, by our mitzvah, by grasshoppers, the Rambam says, livdok until you know. Meaning to know adshe yavdil, because they are simanim, literally, and not a sibot. And that's the difference, the little slight difference in the Rambam's lashon, whether he adds that phrase or not. Good. There is another important discussion, and that is in terms of suffix. In terms of suffix. Let's say I'm not sure. The Rivash has a tshuva in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. What if you're not sure about certain simanim? You're not sure if this animal's kosher or not. Dehecha de besafgalon besimanin lo azlinan basarov. You don't go after the rov. Lefish and it's tavinu al bedika sasimanim ve'etzem mahus habedika tistar tliyas hadavar barov. The fact you have to check, that means that you can't rely on the rov. That's the day of the Rivash, Talmud of the Ran, while Tosfos, Vezeches Chulin, Daf Samach Gimel, seems to say that you would follow the rov in these circumstances as well. Meaning if you know most of these animals that look like this are a certain way, then you would follow them. But what does it sound like from that Rivash? Bedika means that you can't rely on a suffix. You have to get it out of the stage of suffix. And even though suffix has usual rules, that's not good enough where bedika is required. Where do you have a similar idea? The Rishon and the Chachmi Sfarah, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, Ramban and the Ritva, the beginning of Maseches Chulin, where the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Shmira when it comes to Kadshim. You have to be Shomer Kadshim. The Ramban and the Ritva on Chulin Dav Beis say that Shmira by Kadshim requires that I cannot let it even get into a state of suffix. Tuma. That's the chiyuv. Shmir means I must guard it. I not guard it in a way that, okay, I have regular rules of hachra'a. No, says the Ramban, to be mukdashin b'kiyai gavna, lav b'safik tuma daininan, to habayi shimur, to chsiv mishmeres trumosai, el etzarech shiyehe bari lo, shehein tahorin, v'im lav asur lahakrivan. That's the Ramban, that's the Ritva. Also, in the chul and abeis, so just like bedika, the Rivash says it by bedika. Bedika means above and beyond any type of suffix. The Ramban and the Ritva say it by shimur. And another connection, Rivash or Wai suggests to connect this third one, and that is the mitzvah of svira. Many Rishonim and Achronim already asked, the last Balamar, Imsachim, that's when we'll get to it. The last Balamar asked, why don't we count svira sa'omer sveka diyoma in Chutz La'aretz? Today is either 3 or 4. Today's 12 or 13. We don't know. Sveka Diyoma. We count Pesach Sveka Diyoma 2 days. So why don't we count Sveka Diyoma? So the Baal Amor says, gives his answer at the end of Psachim. But the Dvar Avram, well-known answer, the Dvar Avram, the Kavna Rav, writes in a Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Daled, that by definition, Svira means counting definite articles. Counting this or this, this or maybe this, then that's not called counting. Counting means minyan vadai. Svira misufekes ena svira. Lefisha ein babirur. Right? That's not called svira. So you have the Rivash by bedika simanim. You have the Ramban by shmira. You have the Dvar Avram, the Kavna Rav, by svira, by counting. I'm sorry, the Ramban was by shmira, and the Dvar Avram was by svira, by all three of them. The principles of bedika, svira, and shimur means it can't even be allowed to become a suffix. And maybe that's what here too. If you have a suffix, that's this extra pasuk. Bedika simani chaya va'of. So an extra, also the mitzvah of melech, one of the achronim, that suggests a fascinating, maybe it's the Rambam l'shitaso. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. Remember, the Rambam shita is, we know there's a usual rule, savik d'arais al-chumr is a savik d'arais al-chumr and savik d'arabban al-kula. The Rambam shita is, against the Rashba, the Rambam shita is, the first shmaitza is about this machlok as Rambam Rashba. The Rambam holds that the din of savik d'arais al-chumr is itself a chumr d'arabbanan. Meaning, on a da'oraisa level, suffik da'oraisa is lakula. And midrabanan, we say suffik da'oraisa lachumra. That's the sheet of the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis and elsewhere. Suggest the mitzvah samelach, maybe that's why the Rambam has, and it's important for him to have this extra mitzvah of bedika simanim. Because without it, we would have been makel by a case of suffik. That is why you have the extra mitzvah of bedika. It has to be in a state of bedikas vadai. It has to be, you have to know that this is not a problem, specific halachos, and that is what helps us to know what to paskin in a case of suffering. Okay, so this is a couple of issues relating to bedika in general and also relating to bedika sa'of. The Menachas Chinuch says in Oz Beis, as he always says, v'noeg b'chol zman, u'v'chol makom, b'zacharim, u'b'nekevitz, b'chol ishi Yisrael. This halacha applies to elsewhere. And that's why when we go to a store, right, we're not butchers, but we go to a store, at least a partial kiyum, we check the hashgacha on something. That's a kiyum of bedika simani ha'of. Literally, not checking the simanim, but it's something that at least could have a partial kiyum. The Sefer HaChinuch, if you remember, we discussed this years ago, he says at the end of Mitzvah Kufn and Gimel, he doesn't say it here, but Pashas, he means it here too, because there are four mitzvahs of Bedika, and he says it by the first one. Let's say somebody eats without checking. I eat a bird without checking, and then I check afterwards, and it ends up being kosher. Thank God. So, v'over alav, says the Chinuch, v'lo badak, ela sharaba simino echad, I saw one, v'samach alav, v'achal mimena. Even though I came out of a kosher, bito asei zeh shal bedikas hasimanim. Wow. You were mevatel an asei, even though you ate kosher. It's a bito asei, meaning the bedika is a chovas gavra. It's not just about the result. Not just about the result of making sure it's kosher. If I eat it in a state when I am not sure whether it's kosher or not, that's already violating something. Even if it ends up that it was. Right, it reminds us of the halacha, the pasuk in Parshas Bahar, in Parshas Matos, v'nislachlo. V'nislachlo, meaning Hashem will forgive the person the woman who violated a neder. The question is, Rashi quotes there, that's talking about a case where the husband got rid of a neder. The woman didn't know about it, the husband got rid of the neder. So what do you see from there? Even if somebody thinks they're doing something wrong, possibly, even if they're not inherently, still, that's something that requires one to be to cry about. And the Gemara related to this, we've quoted in the past. The Gemara Nazir Daf Chav Gimel, Isha Hafiram Hashem Yislach La. Right, the husband is made for it, and Hashem Yislach La. Be Isha Shehefer La Bailav He Lo Yada Kasam Medaber. The Gemara says the husband got rid of the neder, the woman didn't know about it, and she still needs Kapara Veslicha Kavachomer if somebody actually violated an avera. And the Gemara there says Kshay Magir Rabbi Akiva Itz Al Pasuk Zeh Hayaboche, and Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk used to cry. If somebody who had kavanah to do an aveira and didn't end up doing an aveira needs kapara, surely someone who has kavanah to do an aveira and he did an aveira, he needs kapara. The Rabbi Akiva used to cry when he used to say that gemara. Why Dafka was the Rabbi Akiva, the one that was crying? There's a very, very magical thought that the Gilyoni Ashas writes over there on in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel. Why Dafka was it Rabbi Akiva? He quotes from earlier Achronim that if you look in the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal, the Asara Haruge Malchus were a Gilgul of the 10 Shvatim. Right, that's why they were getting punished for what the Shvatim did, who sold Yosef. Yosef told them, don't worry about it. Hashem all had it in mind. I was supposed to come here before you to be able to pave the way and to make sure you have food. Atem chashavtem alai l'ra'a, Elokim chashva l'tova. So this action that the brothers did, inherently, it was like, neskavim lecho basar chazir, v'achal basar tleh, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted this. But their kavana was for an aveira. And Rabbi Akiva, the Zohar continues, was a Gilgal of Shimon. He was at the beginning. At the beginnings of the sale, at the center of the sale, that's why he dafka, and he got Yisurim Gedolim Yosur Mikulam, Lefisha Shimon Nichnas Bao Biyakora. That's why Rabbi Akiva dafka, when he got to this pasuk, used to cry because of the Mechiras Yosef. It's the same idea of Niskave, and he was eating something kosher, and then he ended up having something non-kosher. Okay, that's just as an aside, the Gemara Nazir. Just to end off with one other topic, and that is, of course, when we talk about Bedika Simani Ha'of, what about the issue of turkey? We know in the Torah there are no simanim really of an oath given. Misora, we have certain birds listed. The Torah lists off the non-kosher birds because we assume there are less non-kosher birds in the world than kosher birds. But there are no specific simanim. So Chazal try to figure out if it's not predatory, this, that, all different types of simanim listed. But the big shaila is, the Gemara talks about Nechulin, about having a misora for birds. So the shaila is, what about turkeys? Could one eat turkey? So this is a very hard topic to research, because if you look at the Achronim over the past 400 years, they all talk about this, but it's very unclear if they're talking about turkey. Right? There are articles written that, you know, different types of hens, different types of roosters, they're not all the words. You can read a tshuva and you could think that they're talking about turkeys, but they're not. So it's very unclear. The minhag ha'olam, of course, is to be mekel and assume, even though we didn't have a Mesorah on turkeys, because turkeys weren't around in Europe until for a couple of years, until they brought them. It's known sometimes in some tshuvas, it's known as the American. It's some in other tshuvas. The Meshav Dava refers to a type of bird that is the Indic, which might be turkey also. The Meshav Dava, the Netziv, and the tshuva, and Seven Chafes, he matters it. Achar Shekfar Nogu, he says, even if it didn't start with a Mesorah, now there's a Mesorah that it's a kosher bird. Achar Shekfar Nogu, la'achlam, umistama gamoz, hayapiyaras chacham, shiniralo shumin avaz, hatahor, buchsugu bazela tera, ein lonu la'ostrom alozi laz alavosenu, sha'achlo of tamechas v'shalom. Right? We don't know that it's dores, and therefore, it should be okay. The teda sheheter hof indik shanu ochlin hayu harbi ma'arorim aleihem b'shah shehi viu mi India v'lo hayim mesoras al kashrusam. There wasn't a mesoras, and now everybody eats it. So that is what the minhag ha'olam is to eat turkey. Again, one or two minority poskim say it's a problem, but in general, it is okay. It's implicit in all the Thanksgiving tshuvas. Rav Moshe's tshuva about Thanksgiving, Rav Soloveitchik, all of them, when they talk about the issue of Thanksgiving, they don't talk about asering turkey. Actually, they all ate turkey. The only question was, having a Thanksgiving dinner, that was the only question. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue.